I'm talking with Heather Ledzak of the Table Area Chamber of Commerce this morning. Good morning, Heather. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So you and I have talked before. We've when I worked at another station here in the Hayward Lakes area, you and I would have conversations about things that are happening in the cable area. And I thought maybe this might be a good time to just start off fresh. Talk to me about the cable area membership that you have on your website, which is cableforfun.com, and that's cable, the number 4.com. You have four categories, or five actually, but it's stay, play, eat, shop, and live. Let's talk about the stay. What kind of businesses that you have in your membership that are businesses for a stay in the Cable Lakes area?
Well, the Cable area is made up of four townships. We have the town of Cable, the town of Nemecogon, the town of Drummond, and the town of Grandview. Okay. So the Cable area is a pretty broad area. And of course, we're right in the heart of the Shawamigan National Forest. There are, you know, it's vacation land up here, Cable Hayward area. Yeah. Everyone comes up here to stay and relax and get away and recharge, get away from the cities. But stay options, I mean, we have everything from, you know, Airbnb, cabin rentals, vacation rentals, to resorts with full service bar, restaurant, swimming pools. We have resorts where you can rent your own cabin, but they also have all sorts of fun activities going on, like live music. So we have a pretty broad option for people to stay up here. You know, some people kind of like to have the amenities and not have to worry about anything, but some people want to be able to cook and stay in their own space and have a little privacy.
That brings us up to the other tab that you have here is play. What do we have to do to play out in the Cable Lakes area?
There's so many outdoor opportunities recreation wise. I mean, the American Birkebeiner Foundation has upwards of 50 events during the year, everything from skiing to hiking to 5Ks to hill climbs. But we also have, of course, year-round activities. Snowmobiling is winter, and but in the summer we've got ATVing and kayaking. You can rent and get out on the lake. You can rent paddle boards and kayaks. And then, of course, we have all of the things like our museums. We have two awesome museums right in Cable, and we have a museum in Drummond, and, you know, the libraries and there's just a lot to do and see. We've got amazing outdoor recreation, golf. Lake Woods has a beautiful golf resort. Of course, Hayward Golf Club is a wonderful place to golf as well.
Yep.
You know, I mean, mostly we cater to the outdoor enthusiasts, whether they're motorized or not.
Right.
But that is really our forte here.
You have a lot of places to eat in the Cable area, and what are some of the delicacies that we could find in your membership?
Well, I mean, we do have your Wisconsin standards of, you know, fish fry and pizza, burgers, and cheese curds. But, I mean, is there any self-respecting Wisconsin restaurant that doesn't do cheese curds? but we do have a lot of really interesting places. Of course, a lot of people are familiar with the Rivers Eatery, which makes stone oven pizzas. Like, they're like individual pizzas and just absolutely unique and interesting combinations. I mean, they've got some standards, you know, the basics, but they also do things like a Thai peanut pizza, which is one of my favorites. They do a cranberry barbecue chicken. Yeah. But the owners of the Rivers Eatery have just started a new venture called the Rock Island Bistro, which is right around the corner from them, right on County M across from Rondo's store.
Okay.
And they have a really unique menu, and they're doing like sweet and savory crepes, breakfast sandwiches. Huh. They've got grilled sandwiches, just really, really unique. They've got coffee and espresso, but very hearty and healthy options. but you're not going to leave hungry, that's for sure. And sure. We are just loving that addition to cable. Oh.
Well, one of the other tabs on the website, again, cable, the number 4fun.com, you have shop. And I know, well, first of all, there's downtown cable, which is iconic, but I'm sure throughout the Cable Lakes area, you have members that have really nice little unique shops throughout the area. So tell us a little bit about the shopping experience.
Well, of course, shopping is definitely something you want to do while you're on vacation. I mean, we have everything from the amazing Rondo's grocery and hardware store where you can, if Rondo's doesn't have it, you don't need it, is what we say. but we've also got a holistic healing shop, which I will tell you this, the healing shop makes the greatest bug spray, I believe, on the planet.
Oh.
It is amazing, and it's all natural, so you're not dealing with a lot of chemicals or a lot of elements that aren't good, that we know aren't good for us.
Right,
but
yeah.
We basically would equate it to an old world apothecary.
Okay, very cool. Well, Heather, thank you for chatting with me about the Cable Area Chamber of Commerce and all of your businesses, your member businesses. And where can people, again, find the information?
Yeah, you just go to our website, which is cable, the number 4fun.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the Cable Area Chamber. We do post a lot of events there. Facebook and Instagram are also a great way to find us.
All right. Thank you, Heather, for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.